Welcome to day 20 of our 21-day healing journey. Today, we're going to take a moment to put our eyes, our faith and our focus in the love, grace and goodness of our God. So be still, try to switch off from the busyness around you. Take a moment to shift the focus from whatever is going on in your room, in your mind, in your body, and place your focus in the healing power of Jesus. Today we are reading a powerful scripture from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 7. It says, "Casting all your cares upon Him, because He cares for you." Another translation would say, "Put all your worries and stress on Jesus and leave them there, because He cares for you." So many times in life, people carry the wrong things. God wants you to carry purpose, carry hope, carry love, carry joy. But He doesn't want you carrying stress, carrying disease, carrying anxiety, carrying pain. That is not what you are designed to carry. When Christ came to take your place, He hung on a cross to bear your burdens, so that He could give you a life of rest and ease, because He cares for you. So often before Jesus moved in mighty miracles, the Bible tells us He was first moved with compassion for the crowd or the person He saw, whether they were starving, whether they were dying, whether they were literally possessed. He was first moved by compassion for them before He moved in mighty miracles. Why? Because He loved them. God loves you today, and the demonstration of that love is that He came to earth to die in your place, so that He could take your cares upon Himself and give you a life of ease and rest. Today, cast your cares on Him and leave them there. Father, I thank You that as we give You whatever is stressing us today, whatever feels like a burden to us today, whatever overwhelms us today, we give it to You, but we also leave it with You. As we leave with Your rest, Your joy, Your ease, Father, I thank You that we sense Your presence and Your love and Your compassion today. In Jesus' name, amen. Receiving communion is a powerful moment, and we encourage you to take a bread or cracker, water or juice around you. Even in a hospital room, you can use some of the food set aside and the water set aside as a powerful moment to receive communion. And communion is about placing your faith for your healing in the broken body of Jesus, for your forgiveness in the blood of Jesus, placing your focus on what Jesus has done for you. As you receive communion, reflect powerfully that no matter what you face, Jesus is greater, His love for you is greater, and He so desires to see you healthy and whole. Now I'd like to pray a blessing over you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and show you His grace and give you peace.